All right, let us begin this interview, a second one for in-depth. Well, there's so many people to go through. I'm just kidding. It's not that hard a job. Monica Miles from Nevada Donor Network, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And we have ladies from a very underrated government agency, the DMV. Serena Gallegos is in here and Veronica Aguirre. Okay, I want to make sure I don't mispronounce anything. How is everyone?
We're great.
Beautiful. Good. So, Monica, why are these DMV people here?
Yes. So we thought we'd invite some new people in to join us today. You and I talk a lot about organ, eye, and tissue donation, and we love you for it. But we have the most amazing partners in the DMV. And actually, September 23rd through the 27th is DMV Appreciation Week. But we like to just party all month and thank them all month. And we really can't register as many donors without their help. 98% of the people in Nevada that make the choice to be a registered donor hero, they do it at the DMV. I mean, right. That's where we know to go, right? Mm-hmm. So they really are our partners in saving lives, and we really want to celebrate them, and we want people to know what amazing supportive partners they are, and so that's why we're here with them today.
Well, that's really cool. So, Serena, what is your job at the DMV?
I am the manager there at the DMV.
You're in charge.
Yes,
of the whole
I'm
operation.
In charge.
Okay.
And been there for 27 years.
27 years.
Yes.
And what I kind of want to get your take on the DMV. How has it changed over the course of you working there?
It's changed quite a bit from the plastic laminated stuff that we used to do to the digital and the digital photos that we do now.
Yeah, so it's very high tech.
It's very high tech.
And I gotta say,
we're gonna keep going too.
Good, and it's a very well oiled machine now.
Yes,
it feels like. I mean, everyone, again, that's a common joke from decades ago, and people still seem to say it about DMV is such a drag, and you guys do the best you can, and you really get people in and out.
Yes, we try to do our best. The appointments are making a big difference, so that's what I really tell everybody is to make appointments, because
right.
if you make an appointment, you're seen within 10-20 minutes at the most, and you get in and out, and that's one of the things that's helping the public, I think.
Yeah.
We're always going to have that misconception that DMV is DMV, but there's a lot of good people that work there and
yeah.
a lot of customer service oriented people that really do care. So we have people that go in there and then they're upset and then they leave from the counter and they're happy. And they sometimes they're even apologizing because they're like, I'm sorry, I was mean, but you've been very nice.
Yeah.
So we get that a lot.
Okay, good. Yeah, come on, people.
Yes.
You need to be guilted into being nice. Maybe be nice right off the bat. So I heard tell, are you guys moving? Like
yes.
in a bigger facility? What's the timeline on that one?
Nevada Day weekend next year, 2020.
Okay.
So yes. It's on the corner of Trademark and Sand Hill. And if you drive by, it's already being built. Walls are going up.
Wow.
We're going from like 34 parking spots to like 498.
Okay.
So it's
significant
nice.
Jump.
Yes.
Very cool. And Veronica is in the studio. Veronica, what is your job at the DMV?
My job, I am a trainer for the DMV. So the new hires, or any kind of refreshers or anything like that. So I've been there 21 years.
21 years.
21
wow,
years.
Cool. Got some longevity going
yes.
on. And how did you kind of get involved in the DMV in the first place?
Just a friend, actually, saying, they were hiring, and I just put in and just went in.
That's really cool. So you
up,
do
yeah.
all the training, make sure people know what they're doing.
Yep, exactly. Any refreshers or anything, keep them up. And then that's what Monica comes in with the organ donor and explains her part. But that's, we teach our employees about that. So for customers coming in and if they want to be an organ donor or
okay.
donate to the Atomical Gift.
That's really cool. I was going to, kind of circle back to that. How long have you guys been working with Monica?
Since 2015, because we were both trainers down there at one point. So
yeah. Several years we've been
wow.
together.
Cool. So it's a really cool collaborative.
It's very collaborative. And I think that's what people don't understand is by law, the DMV, they have to ask this question, right? Do you want to be an organ donor?
Mm-hmm.
And it could really be that simple. But I think our partnership with them, they truly take it above and beyond. I mean, they don't have to have us in to train all their new hires so that their staff knows how to answer questions, knows how to advocate about organ donation. They don't have to do that. They don't have to display all the materials in their offices. They don't have to decorate their offices for Donate Life Month, which helps spark these conversations about organ donation. And they don't have to wear their blue and green shirts on Blue and Green Day to really mark the occasion, to really celebrate the gift of donation. So they truly go above and beyond, and we love them. We visit all their locations statewide throughout the year and just really support them, answer questions, and just give them our thanks. They really are our boots on the ground, is what we tell all the new hires.
And really nice, too.
And they're very, very nice
very
people.
Kind people, yeah.
They're very kind people, and they really care about our mission, and they show that a lot. So we're very appreciative.
That's really cool. So the week, or really you're going to do it a whole month, this whole month of September, but what's the week again?
It's the 20th. So it's the 23rd through the 27th, and we shower them with some gifts and take them treats and just tell them that, you know, they really are a huge part of our life-saving mission, because we can't do it without them. There are so many ways to register, but I can't tell you how many times I'm out in the community and they're like, oh, right, so the cute little heart on my license. And yes, that's true. If you have that, then you registered at the DMV with these lovely people.
All right, cool. Well, what any new news when it comes to Nevada Donor Network itself?
I mean, just always trying to get the word out about the importance of registration. That's the one thing that we're always asking people to take, that simple step, right? And that's what we talk about over and over and over again on this program. But the next time you're in the DMV talking to one of their nice staff members throughout the state, really, it's so easy to register there. And then you can also register anytime on your iPhone or on our website. So registerme.org is a very easy way to make that decision. But again, if you want the cute heart, you've got to go see your friends at the DMV.
Exactly. And, you know, anybody who might be listening who's going to head to the DMV in the near future, how can they show their appreciation for you? Make your job easier. Any ideas?
Well,
even if it's just cash.
Right?
Well, food is always the the key to my heart. But
compliments. Just the compliments. If they write a compliment or even say to a supervisor, you know, just their experience, or that goes a long way. Because, of course, we can't take anything. But a compliment goes a long way. And it's, you know, it's just they're recognized.
Yeah. Lord knows positive reinforcement goes a long way.
But checking our website, too, and having like the website has a plethora of information on there. So it has the tip sheets, it has information, you know, makes their visit a little bit easier if they have everything ready to go. So that helps. I was going to go back to, you know, back in when I first started with DMV, there was a lot of misconceptions about, you know, organ donor. And it wasn't until I met Monica that, you know, we started listening to the stories and some of the, you know, guest speakers that would come in. And it really like impacted me personally. And, you know, you start to understand that it's more than just that little heart on the license, because it does have an effect to the people that, you know, are totally involved in the organ donation and so forth. I know that we've met, you know, a couple of people that have received organ donation, and it was very, very impactful, very emotional.
Wow.
And I wish people would see that, or the bigger picture with that too.
For sure. Well, you guys are helping with that. That's really cool. Anything else you want to add?
No, just go thank a DMV member for all that they do, a staff member, and make that decision to get registered there at the DMV. I mean, you're a captive audience, at least for a few minutes now with the appointments. It's not so bad. But check out the literature there in the DMV if you're not quite ready to make that decision there. There's lots of information, and really just educate yourself about the process so that it's not a scary process. It's very beautiful.
Yes.
And we urge everyone to really think about that and to make that life-saving decision.
All right. Please do so. Thank you, Monica Miles and Serena Gallegos and Veronica Aguirre.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.